You're listening to All Things Considered on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, joined in studio by Jason Boynton and Carrie Lugo. They're here to talk about Lunch Aid, Fargo bans for school kids. Jason, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
And Carrie, good to have you with us as well.
Yes, thank you.
Well, let's get started here. Jason, how did Lunch Aid come to be?
Well, I saw a news story on my Facebook feed saying that Fargo Public Schools is holding a debt of $26,000, and they were about to turn those students over to collections. So I thought, that's unacceptable. I posted it to my wall and asked if anyone knew where I could donate, and then a buddy of mine, Russell Fast, said, hey, we should do a benefit. He's also a musician and suggested that we do a benefit. And I thought, well, that's a great idea. Plenty of musicians in this area have done that sort of thing in the past. And so I tagged a few of my bandmates. They tagged a few people. Russell tagged a few of his bandmates. And the next thing you know, we've got 10 bands signed on, ready to do this this benefit show.
Lunch Aid, Fargo Bands for School Kids, is at the Sanctuary Event Center in downtown Fargo on Sunday from 4 to 7. It has, as Jason mentioned, lots of musical entertainment. We should mention that Jason, when he isn't a professional musician and organizing benefit concerts, is an assistant professor at mathematics at NDSU. And Carrie, what is your involvement here?
Well, Jason contacted me to help kind of with the event planning side of things. We had a meeting and quickly decided this is something we wanted to support together. So within an hour lunchtime, we came up with Lunch Aid, things just started rolling. And we've been really blessed that things have just fallen into place. And here we are a few days from the event.
Now, you're with Northern PR and Marketing.
Correct.
So you're kind of the host of this?
I'm the event side. We're co-producing it. John Strand is hosting.
Oh, yes.
I think he's much more likable.
He's the MC of the event.
Right.
And of course, everybody
right.
should know he's a Fargo City Commissioner and used to be on the school board.
So. Yes, we thought he was perfect. So we're really happy to have him as well.
So how does this work? You're raising money.
Raising money. We started with a 30-day online campaign to raise funds that way, and we also had sponsors. So we're going into it about $11,000 so far. And we're also hoping that maybe some big donors will come in the last few minutes before the show. And then at the show, of course, people can show up and buy a $10 ticket and maybe bring an extra few bucks to throw in the hat.
Well, it certainly is a great cause. It's a little alarming to hear that there's a $26,000 school lunch debt and that it would be going into collections.
That's really the super alarming part, the fact that it would be going into collections. That's very, very sad, kind of a travesty. So hopefully we can put this immediate fire out, the $26,000 debt, and then maybe with the help of some other team members, we can maybe affect some type of policy change that would obviate the need of putting students into collections.
Well, let's generate a little excitement for Lunch Aid Fargo Bands for Schools this Sunday in the afternoon into the early evening. Who's playing, Jason?
Well, we've got the Pat Leonard's Band. We've got Ground Zero. They're students at Moorhead High School, so we're really excited to have them. We've got the Gina Powers Band, Hardwood Groove, and that band has Russell Pfaff as well as the Gina Powers Band. He's the guy that said, let's do a benefit. We've also got Kip G and Cold Sweat, the Human Element, Moody River Band, the Vistas, D-Mills and the Thrills, and Heavy as the Head.
Okay.
So all kinds of music. From rock to Americana to reggae to rap.
And I heard a couple of bands there that you play for.
Correct. I play in Heavy as the Head, D-Mills and the Thrills, and Kip G and Cold Sweat.
Wow. You're going to be busy on Sunday.
I will be very busy on Sunday.
I don't do any singing. Thank goodness.
Tell us a little bit about the other supports you've gotten besides just the individual donations.
We've been really blessed, especially from the Sanctuary Fargo. They stepped up right away, and we're really happy for that. Also, we've got local unions that have, in the last few days, really stepped up, and we've gotten, I think,
$2,500
from a few local unions, so that's been wonderful. Avis Fargo, Artright Promotions.
Jersey Mike's.
Thank you. And Midwest Nest Magazine, North Dakota United, Rocky Top Tile and Stone. They came in with a big $750, so that's awesome. TAC Music Venue. And Fargo Public Schools Foundation has been really integral in this process.
Well, that's interesting. Fargo
Schmidt
Public
Music.
Schools Foundation, yeah, that's important. And, of course, for those of people out there listening to All Things Considered, the I suspect we've got a fair number of Fargo Public Schools alumni out there.
Of course, yeah. We hope everyone will come out. Again, it's $10 at the door. Family friendly, all ages. There will be food at the event and also adult friendly drinks and kid friendly drinks. So can't go wrong.
Well, the goal is $26,000. You've got $11,000 going in.
Correct.
The Sanctuary Event Center isn't huge.
About 400 for the show.
Yeah. That's what they said would sell out, about 400.
So that gets you at par, $4,000 extra,
right,
if the place is filled. So you'll still have a ways to go.
That's right. So anyone out there that's wanting to donate to something local and really worthy, give us the call. Check us out on Facebook. We're still taking donations up until the evening of the show.
And I should let everybody know, I did visit your Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and enter Lunch Aid.
Correct.
Fargo Bands for School Kids, and it will show up, and you'll see more information about the event, who's playing, and, of course, the cause, which is central to this, right, Jason?
Yes, and there is a link right at the event page that you can click on, and you can donate there, or you can buy tickets there. I don't know if we're doing sponsorships still.
No, straight donations, but we may do this again next year, so everyone can keep that in their hat.
Well, it's important to remember that $26,000 a school lunch debt and having to be made up somehow. So this
right.
is maybe as good a cause as I've heard recently. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Jason Boynton is the benefit concert organizer. Carrie Lugo is managing director of Northern PR and Marketing. And we're talking about Lunch Aid, Fargo Bands for School Kids. It's coming up this Sunday from 4 to 7 at the Sanctuary Event Center in downtown Fargo. And it's an all-ages event. $10 at the door will help a lot.